How is Pittsburgh responding to Saturday's mass shooting? We've heard the bare numbers by now. One gunman with four weapons spent 20 minutes inside a synagogue, and by the time he surrendered, 11 people were killed. We've heard of his social media postings. He referred to conspiracy theories linking Jews to the caravan, migrants described as a threat by President Trump and others. He also attacked a Jewish refugee agency. Now let's hear about Pittsburgh, which is where we find NPR's Quill Lawrence. Quill, what is the neighborhood around the synagogue like?
Squirrel Hill. It's the mayor says it's the most diverse community in western Pennsylvania. You know, it's really green, big houses, a nice little downtown. People really love living there. Everyone I spoke to said they love it there.
And this has been a time for them to mourn and to try to manage this. I understand there was an interfaith service last night.
Yeah, I mean, the night of the shooting, there was an impromptu vigil in the center of town, and people came out just to be together. Last night, there was a huge gathering in an auditorium at a soldiers' memorial. This grand auditorium there, with Lincoln's Gettysburg Address engraved in the wall behind all the speakers. But there was a Baptist choir singing, local faith leaders from Christian, Muslim, Jewish. Faith, it was packed inside, and then when I stepped outside, there were thousands more people standing in the rain, just flowing down the steps under a thousand different colored umbrellas, and they all said they were there just to show solidarity, to show the Jewish community that they weren't alone.
I want to call attention to one thing you mentioned there. You noted that Muslims were among those offering condolences to Jews here.
Yeah, there were, I mean, people of all faiths were coming out to just say, we are with you, we are so sorry about what happened, but we won't let you go through this alone.
So you also alluded, Quill, to an impromptu vigil on Saturday night, and there was a lot of commentary on social media about something that people chanted. They chanted on Saturday night in the candlelight, vote, 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 vote. In what way are people in Pittsburgh connecting this shooting to politics?
I mean, I think people have been unafraid in this community to just say, we think this is because of the political discourse. I've heard that a lot. I mean, people aren't saying specific politicians' names all that often, but they're being very clear that they think the political discourse has descended and that voices that used to be marginalized, I heard this a lot, people who used to be on the fringe are now right in the middle of the conversation, and people here are mad about it. They want to do something. People talked about getting out the vote. They talked about trying to do something about guns.
And, okay, something about guns, which gets to another question. What did you hear from some Pittsburgh residents anyway about what they want to be different?
I mean, you could hear the mayor talking about wanting common sense changes, wanting to make sure that they talked about assault rifles, that no one could sort of step into a house of worship with a weapon of war and kill so many people so quickly. But I'd say the shock is really just settling in. The funerals will probably start tomorrow.
Okay. Quill, thanks very much. Really appreciate the update.
Thanks, Steve.
NPR's Quill Lawrence is in Pittsburgh.